Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Toast and Jam is back for another weekly venture into the podcast world. From the 1047 studios in the Times Record Building in beautiful downtown Valley City. I'm Tim Oast, or Toast, and here he is, Paul McDonald, known as Jam.
So what's it like now driving downtown Valley City with no cones, no road closed signs, no detours?
Yeah, I almost hit the curb.
What am I supposed to do now? Where do I park?
You mean there's more parking spots?
There is.
That's great.
And I think they've added a couple.
It does look good.
It looks
it
great.
Really does.
Downtown looks fabulous.
It does. Well, Toast and Jam is sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard. And our trivia sponsor is Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Last week's trivia question was a Halloween question. And the mask for Michael Myers in Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the mask?
It was William Shatner.
I know.
Captain Kirk himself.
That's weird. There were some people, we were talking about it this weekend, and there were some people that did not know that. So
And it was actually Inside Out, mm-hmm. is the way, what he didn't wear it the way you would normally wear it, but it was the Inside Out William Shatner.
Okay. Gosh. Thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley.
Speaking of scary.
For keeping this train on the tracks. We always think train because we're the Highliners, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Election Day is finally here. I see you voted.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
I got to figure out what I'm going to be doing here.
You're going to have at least one vote.
and we don't talk politics here.
No.
You can do that at the poll.
You can do that at the poll.
Speak loudly at the poll.
Yep. Let your pen do the talking.
That's right. Well, we're in the thick of the high school football playoffs, so let's start there this week. Let's start with nine man.
Mm-hmm.
Lamore Litchfield Marion, is anybody going to beat this crew?
I watched that game. They were one here against South Prairie Max.
73-20?
73-20. It was 60-6 at halftime. Yeah. Gunnar Thieltjes, who's a great athlete, he's going to be a good basketball player. He's a big time trackster. He had 134 yards, but he had that by halftime.
And what year is he?
He is a senior.
Any word on where he's going?
Not yet. Not yet. And they don't hurt themselves. Andy Delabar does a great job with that crew. Luke Isaacson, the athletic director, assistant coach. Well, actually, I think that's his son's name, but I'm right. They do a great job, and this is a train that's just talk about trains rolling. They're just going to roll. It's going to be interesting. New Rockford Cheyenne is in the other semifinals. They're the number one team in the state, and Lamore Litchfield Marion number two. So you're going to have more than likely one versus two in the state championship.
And both those teams are racking up big points.
Oh,
big points.
Yeah.
Now Lamore Litchfield Marion will play Linton HMB.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Cavalier 30-18.
Yep.
What about Linton HMB? They're
undefeated as well, 10-0. You're going to find pretty much, I think, all four of the teams. West Hope, Newburgh, Garrison, I believe, is also undefeated as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's good. I don't know if anybody can beat Lamore Litchfield Marion right now. I mean, they're just they don't hurt themselves. They're just a solid, and their quarterback is a sophomore, Workin.
Mm-hmm. And those names, they keep going back. I mean, these names have been in Lamore forever.
Yeah.
Thieltjes, Workin. You know,
Potts. There's another Potts coming up.
Yeah, Pottsy. New Rockford Cheyenne over Grant County Flasher, 54-18. We mentioned that. West Hope Newburgh beating Winemere Lidgerwood, 40-12. Did that surprise you?
Not really.
Okay.
No, West Hope Newburgh, it's the top four teams in the state in the final poll are playing in the semifinals.
Well, that worked out then.
Yeah, it did.
11A. Interesting here. Kindred beat Shiloh Christian. I didn't think it would be this bad. I thought it would be a lot closer. 39-20.
That was, you know, Kindred's another solid football team. Been number one all year long. So they, and of course, they're moving up AA next year. They in Central Cass.
Mm-hmm. And they meet.
And so they're going to be meeting up.
Central Cass winning over Bishop Ryan. Our Redeemers, 29-28.
Mm-hmm.
Close one there. Other half of that, Velva Drake Animus over Harvey Wells County, 44-13. Velva's always tough.
Oh, Velva Sawyer. It's Velva Drake Animus Garrison.
They've got about five schools going there, yeah.
It's like Velva Dag.
Whatever. Langdon area, Munich. Am I missing anybody there, too?
Maybe one. I don't know.
They beat Kilder 44-41.
44-41.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
So you got Kindred Castleton, Velva Drake Animus, da 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 da, and Langdon area, Munich, da 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 da.
Da 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 da. Four good ones. Four good teams. Going to be good.
Top
good
teams.
Semifinals.
Top teams again, too.
Yes, I believe. I don't
Nobody
think,
snuck
I think
in?
Central Cass is number four, so I think they are 1-4 as well in single A.
Okay, 11AA, where everybody thinks that it's so equal. I'm not going to mention any names. We got a couple of guys just a few blocks away that think it's really equal. Well, it is for the upper teams. Anyway, here it is. Grand Forks Red River over Bismarck St. Mary's, 41-13.
And it was 41-0 at halftime. It was running clock in the entire second half.
Now, that's close, right?
Yeah, that was a nail-biter.
Wahpeton Valley City. Now, that was the only game that had two of the lower,
right?
Let's say, lower schools. Wahpeton beat Valley City 48-30. Minot, in the other half, we got Minot North. They're going up next year.
Mm-hmm.
Devil's Lake, 35-20. And West Fargo Horace, another team going up next year, beat Jamestown 14-0. Yeah. So you've got Grand Forks, Red River, Wahpeton. Thank you for participating, Wahpeton. Minot North and West Fargo Horace.
Now remember, Wahpeton lost to Red River 34-28 when these two teams played early this year in Wahpeton. But yeah. Wahpeton was up at halftime.
But that's at Wahpeton.
It was, yep, and then it was like 20-some unanswered points. Yeah, it was at Wahpeton.
We know how
and
those
the lights
games
worked.
Yeah, we know how those games go at Wahpeton. That's all I'm going to say.
And this one's at Cushman, so it'll be a little different.
A little different.
A little different.
Is it daytime, too?
It's a night game. It'll be night, Friday night.
Those guys are used to playing in the dark.
That's right. But that Trayton Mauch, yeah. What a ball player.
Yeah.
He's going to college.
Really?
To play football. Nope, he has had enough.
Wow. Well, I better get K-State on that one. Get on the phone
get
there.
Get on, yeah.
11AAA, West Fargo Cheyenne beat Bismarck Legacy 28-0. Cheyenne's the real deal. Yeah. Bismarck over Shanley.
Yeah.
This kind of surprised me, but Shanley must be down
this
year.
They were going in 3-6.
Yeah. 42-7.
Yeah, Shanley is down. I watched a little bit of that game, and Bismarck High was very, very good.
Minot over West Fargo in the other bracket, 23-0. Mm-hmm. West Fargo was down this year, too. Fargo Davies beating Mandan, 35-20. So it's West Fargo, Cheyenne, Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
We going to go there?
I'm going to go with Cheyenne.
Okay, and then Minot, Fargo Davies.
Davies.
Okay, so Fargo.
It's going to be an all-Fargo final.
All right. Let's take a break. We need one.
Yeah.
We'll come back with a recap of local sports after this from you-know-who, North Dakota Army National Guard.
Mm-hmm. With our new recruiter that we have here in Valley City, Army National Guard, there's many service options that are available. You can decide which is the best fit for your lifestyle, and that's what they do. They bring you in, they sit you down, and they just talk.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to push you on anything. They want to know who you are, what interests you, what things you like. Then they can say, well, let's think about this. And then they'll try to give you some direction. Now, you can be an enlisted soldier. You could be a commissioned officer. Those are a couple of your options. Of course, state tuition assistance for public and private institutions. Four colleges with ROTC programs. But again, this state tuition assistance program, that's got to be at a North Dakota state-supported school. You can't go to UMM or Minnesota or Morehead State.
We have a new recruiter.
You got to stay in. We do, and her name escapes me, young lady that is in, but she's a podcast veteran, so that's why I think we got to get her on here.
Yeah.
But she is the new recruiter here in town.
Might be able to take over our job.
Possibly, and then I can go do something else, but But anyway, give them a
me
call.
Me too. Then I can stay retired.
Then you can be retired. Yeah, exactly. If you're going to be retired, stay retired. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-GUARD, 701-253-1030. Of course, ndarmyguard.com is the website.
You know, I'm currently reading a book called American Heroes.
Okay.
What a book. It's about Medal of Honor winners and from Korean conflict, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq.
Okay.
That kind of
the
stuff.
Some more recent ones.
Yeah, a couple of recent ones in there, too, that have won Medal of Honors. And it's an interesting book. And what some of these people had to do to go through to earn that Medal of Honor, you get the full detail on what happened there. And it's amazing, too. Some of these guys that won the award didn't get it till like 2021, 2020. This was back in the Korean War.
Some family in Bismarck is getting a Purple Heart from World War II that got lost in the shuffle.
It gets lost in the shuffle. They lose it for some odd reason.
Yeah.
But it's a good book.
Bureaucratic red tape.
It's a good read, and so far so good. I'm liking it.
And, of course, Veterans Day coming up here on Monday.
Yeah. Let's start with Highlander Sports. Again, we talk football. Mm-hmm. Highlander football season is over.
Yep.
Losing the first round of the playoffs.
Just a couple of quick things about Highlander football. Of course, we'll find out after the Dakota Bowl about All-State and All-Conference honors. Bryson Heck rewrote the Highlander passing record book. Career completions, career yards, career touchdowns, single-game completions, single-game yards. Mm-hmm. And talking with Uncle Aaron, he said it's going to be fun putting his name up on the board that's in that conference room.
Yeah.
And still undecided about post-high school.
And how many years was he quarterback? Three?
He was a three-year starter.
Okay, and that was very uncommon for Scott Rorick. Mm-hmm. He always went with senior quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a junior, you didn't start.
Right.
You were a senior. Yeah. You started.
And he started as a sophomore.
Yeah, exactly.
And a very good kicker as well.
Yeah.
Leaning towards, I'm not going to say anything, but talking with Grandma and some folks that know maybe they said maybe leaning to a VCSU.
Okay.
Possibly quarterback/kicker, but yeah.
Nice wait combination.
I know he's got basketball season coming up.
I know
up.
He had a visit down at SDSU last year.
And also
year.
Fergus Falls. He talked to the folks at Fergus Falls as well.
Okay.
So we'll see.
And it's, some things might open up too yet.
Exactly.
Do they have the Shriner stuff out yet? Or
no.
The Shrine game?
No,
they,
the Shrine Bowl,
do that later, right?
They'll do that midsummer.
Okay.
That they'll start throwing that stuff. That usually comes out in May or late May, early June, and then the game's in July.
Volleyball. Highlander volleyball.
Got a couple of matches left in the regular season. Shanley tonight, Wapanin on Thursday. If they get one of those two, which
and
they
could.
Should,
yeah.
Shanley's going to be tough. Top team in the state, dominant.
Yeah.
Wapanin winless in the conference, so they should get one of those two, and I think I just told you which one. If they do, they will get the number 7 seed and host Saturday afternoon against Grand Forks Central. If they lose them both, they could drop down to 9th and then go to Fargo South. So
I'd rather be at home.
I'd rather be at home.
Against Central.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's where they're sitting at right now for volleyball.
That all we have right
That's
now?
That's it. As everything else is done, cross country is wrapped up. Everything fall sports is in the books, and winter sports not too far away.
Yeah, getting ready for hockey and basketball, wrestling. Yeah. VCSU sports football team picks a big. They got one. They got one.
a much needed win. But, you know, that defense all year long has been solid.
It has.
It has been solid. But they got that win against Mayville State. Dickinson State coming to town this weekend on Saturday. And that wasn't a blowout when
it
played
wasn't.
At Dickinson. 19-6 was the final, I believe.
We get any kind of offense against Dickinson, it's going to be a ball game.
It should be a good one. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff Saturday afternoon at Shelley Lake Field in Lockin Stadium. 3-5 right now for Coach Mack and the Viking football team. Volleyball team. They are done with the regular season. They open up conference play on the conference tournament Friday night, 6 o'clock at the bubble against Dickinson State. different than in past years where the championship has been at one locale, a neutral site. Different this year. Last year, the NSAA, so they're not going to spend the money at a neutral site. Home teams, higher seeds host. And so VCSU, number four, hosting Dickinson State, number five, Friday night at the bubble, 6 o'clock. And then more than likely, a win there, they go to Bellevue.
Okay. And that's it there? Basketball?
And, this weekend, conference cross-country meet is in town for the Vikings. They are hosting over at the country club. And basketball, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, men and women double dip with the University of Minnesota Morris. And that will be, I want to say, the 5:30, 7:30 tip-offs tomorrow night on the bubble.
Well, now living in that Fargo-Moorhead area, I got a call last night. I don't normally go to Bison events, but I did get a chance to see the Bison and the Jimmies men at the Shields Center. I'll tell you what. You know, they really pamper the upper-level teams. There were so many calls that weren't called. Ah, well. And then there were calls on the Jimmies. I'm going, really?
This isn't the NAIA, boys.
But we got to see a former Valley City State Viking who hit the portal, remember? Or not the portal, but he transferred.
Would that Lyman. Have been Lyman?
Yeah.
Hunter Lyman.
Hunter Lyman is now a
is
Jimmy.
Is a Jimmy, yep. Yeah.
Saw him play. He saw quite a bit of time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
West Fargo product?
Yeah. That's all we have on that one.
That's
huh?
it. Says, winter sports is just kicking off all over the area.
All right. So let's. I want to get your thoughts on this latest in the WNBA.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark's exit. She exits the NBA to go to Europe.
Okay.
She's done with the WNBA.
Huh.
What do you think? I've been hearing all kinds of stuff.
I think she comes back. Because I know a lot of players do go over to Europe and play. I know she's basically cut ties, but a lot of players go over to Europe and play during the winter months and then come back because the money is so good over there for both men and women. And
I thought she was one of the bigger things that happened to the WNBA.
She was. Like her or hate her or whatever, I don't think there's a gray area. Well, there might be. I think the gray area would be she's one of those athletes that comes along once in a while that gets people that are casual fans or not fans at all interested in a league or a sport or a team. Of course, the Fever now have a new head coach.
Right. And maybe she thought she was going to get pampered a little bit.
Possibly.
The calls didn't go all her way.
Right. Thinking, hey, you know, I'm the face of your league as a rookie.
I'm the Michael Jordan of the WNBA, so I should get extra.
You should give me some love here. And it just didn't come out. And I know a couple of times. I did not see anything like this during this year in the WNBA. But I know when she was at Iowa, there were several times that she would be complaining about a call, and the camera would show her dad. And he'd be yelling at her to shut up. Just play.
Yeah.
just be quiet about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's something there. You know, maybe there is. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's interesting, though, that your best player is gone. And the league is on the rise. We saw it in the WNBA Finals with New York and Minnesota. Boy, the crowds were
big.
Great.
Yeah.
18,000 every game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay, so if I see, we're going to slip over to the Vikes, and if I see, I think teams now are catching on. You hit Darnold in the head, you're going to get by
with it.
Yeah, you're
going to
get away.
Yep.
You're going to get preference.
Yeah.
And I come on.
And
that was another
penalty. It wasn't a face mask, but it was a blow to the head.
Yeah.
It was, even though it was a graze, but he hit his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the whole idea behind this rule, because his head twisted.
Well, and then it leads to a fumble. Score.
A touchdown. A scoop
the
and score.
The flag was thrown. The flag was thrown.
And then they picked up the flag.
And they pick it up.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry.
It'll be interesting to
something going on out there.
Well, I don't get it. They're trying to protect these players. And again, this is something that the social media blew up when this when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when the face masking penalty didn't happen.
Yeah, that was...
That if it had happened on an Aaron Rodgers...
Mahomes.
Joe Burrows, a Mahomes, one of these A-listers, if you will.
Elite.
That flag's thrown, that player's probably ejected. I mean, you know, if you're going to do it for one, you got to do it for all. You can't single out individuals.
And there was a guy that got ejected on Sunday in a game,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't think that hit was all bad.
No.
So I don't know.
I know that they are saying that officiating is down in every professional sport across the board for whatever reason. I think the players are getting too big and too fast.
Well, that's it, too. And you know, on that one that happened on Sunday, the guy that got ejected,
mm-hmm.
that came from New York.
Yeah, the replay.
So why wouldn't that on Darnold come from New York?
Right.
Oh, by the way, that was roughing the pat or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it would have been blow to the head.
Blow to the head.
You know, is what they would have called.
It's goofy. Vikings hanging in there, 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay's now 6-3, so right. We're in second. Got some tough games ahead, though.
We got coming up this week.
Is it Cincinnati? No.
It's I knew I should have wrote this down.
Yeah, I should have, too.
Because I was when I dropped pick six,
Tennessee?
I stopped worrying about the Vikings.
No, it's not Tennessee. It's
But we'll figure it out. Before we leave the air, we'll try to figure it out for you.
T-Wolves looking good, looking bad. It doesn't matter. They're still trying to work it out.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out what to do without Cat.
Yeah. Randall's not looking too bad. He has his moments. I like the other guy, though, the guard that they picked up from the Knicks. He's got the foreign name.
The foreign name?
Yeah, yeah. Which I can't
The one
pronounce.
You can't pronounce? That guy.
Yeah, that guy right there, yeah. He plays point guard. He's pretty good. He can shoot threes. He's a good passer and what they need. But
I'll be honest, not an NBA fan.
Yeah. I know there are a lot of people that are.
I might listen to games on the radio or maybe casually watch them. I'll watch some playoffs.
College,
because in the playoffs, they'll start playing defense.
Right. College hoops is still pretty good. I still like watching that.
I am an NCAA fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
College football. Getting very interesting. My Wildcats laid an egg in Houston. True colors for this Avery Johnson kid came pretty clear on that he's still a sophomore and he made some big mistakes.
Right.
He's not running anymore. I think somebody told him, say, hey.
Stop running.
Stop running. And now he's just a pocket passer.
Target. He's a sitting duck.
Oof.
Well, they announced the first college football playoff rankings tonight. Come out tonight here. It's like, you're doing an election night?
Yeah.
You're not going to get any coverage.
Well, at the same time, the two teams chasing BYU in the Big 12 would be Kansas State and Iowa State, both lost this weekend. So BYU, out of the blue.
Still can't pick them as a Big 12 team.
I can't either. But anyway, Kansas State still has Iowa State. They have three games left. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. The Big Ten,
Gophers,
Ohio State.
Gophers. We'll get to the top dogs in a moment.
Yeah, exactly. But how about the Gophers?
The Gophers. They've won four straight. They're 6-3. They beat Illinois, who was ranked 24th, on the road at Illinois.
I think they really need to expand. You know what I'm talking about? That tournament at the end, 12 teams is not enough.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
It's
do what the other guys do below you.
Yep, 24.
24 teams. And it'll come to that.
It's eventually going to, because you're going to have a lot of teams that are, because you'll have your four conference winners, and then the top eight teams, ranked teams after that, are the ones that are going to get in. And you're going to have teams that are not going to get in again, that are going to get snubbed, that won't get in because they're not high enough up in the rankings. And I would love to see 24. That'd be a lot of fun. Great.
Yeah.
Here's what they need to do, because right now they're playing 12 weeks. You get rid of one regular season game.
That's all you have to do.
Thanksgiving weekend should be your last regular season game.
And it doesn't have to be a weak sister non-conference game.
No.
You know, cut the non-conference off.
Yeah.
Maybe two, not three.
Right. And
that's easy.
Get rid of, you have that Thanksgiving weekend, your last games of the regular season. If you want to play a conference championship game, have it Thanksgiving weekend. And then you have your 4 weeks of playoffs. First Saturday in January is your championship. Why they're having them on Monday night, I still don't understand, but that's not college football. College football is not a Monday. That's a Saturday thing, but it's all about the almighty dollar.
I know. It's a big business now.
It is. It is.
We were tossing texts, my brother and I, and, you know, Avery Johnson making the big NIL money. He's got that Corvette, and I said, well, he might want to go somewhere else so he can get a Corvette for his girlfriend, too. Anyway, today in sports history.
Oh, yeah.
On this day, 1933, what, 90 years ago? 91. Chicago Bears' 30-game unbeaten streak ends to the Patriots, 10-0. Who were the Patriots back then?
Wow.
In 1933.
In 1930, that would have been...
Like Washington or somebody? I don't know.
Pittsburgh? Was it Portsmouth Patriots?
I don't know. It wasn't in New England.
No.
1968, MLB Detroit Tigers' Denny McClain, first AL pitcher to win MVP, winning unanimously. Was that the year?
That was the year he won 31 games.
31, yeah.
And heard a quick story. Here's a quick story about Mickey Mantle's last at-bat against Denny McClain at Tiger Stadium in 1968.
I want to hear it.
And Mantle comes up knowing it would be his final at-bat in Detroit. It was September of 68. McClain calls Freehand, Bill Freehand, the catcher, out to the mound. And Freehand gets up there, and McClain says, this is Mickey Mantle telling the story. And Denny said, I want him to hit one. His last at-bat here, I want him to hit one. I'm going to groove it. I want him to hit one. And the Freehand, okay, you know, they're all about it. Yeah. He goes back behind the plate, and Mickey's like, what the hell's going on? You know, what are you doing? What are these guys doing? What? And then McClain says, I'm going to give it to you. I want you to hit one. Mickey didn't believe him. First pitch, right down the middle, strike one. He's like, what the heck? Maybe he's serious. Okay. He said, his second pitch, he said, I got under it and fouled it back.
0-2.
And then it was down 0-2. Like, okay, I guess this is legit. All right. And then he said, then the third pitch, he said, you know, came in bell high, whatever, and he hit it into the stands in right field. He said he comes around second base, and he just kind of looks over at Denny McClain, and so Denny McClain gives him a little wink. And he said it would turn out to be his last at-bat at Tiger Stadium.
Nice. And that was that year, in 1968?
That was 1968.
Wow.
Yeah.
1978. Oakland Raiders' John Madden becomes 13th coach to win 100 NFL games. And we still have the John Madden game.
Yeah.
1996, Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter is the unanimous choice as AL Rookie of the Year, 1996.
Mr. November is what they called him because then the World Series was getting into November.
One of these years it'll be December.
Oh, no.
No, I hope not.
No, I hope not.
How about some birthdays today? Yeah. Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, the big redhead.
Yeah, Basketball Hall of Fame center. NBA Championship 77-86. NBA Finals MVP 77. Was with the Portland Trailblazers, Boston Celtics. Passed away in 2024, or this year.
Yes, sure. Yep.
Birthday for Johnny Damon, pesky little player, baseball outfielder, World Series 2004, Boston Red Sox, just for Eric. 2009, Yankees.
Thank you.
NBA All-Star 2002 and 05. Born in Riley, Kansas. Did not know that. Okay. On this day, 1978, Bubba Watson Jr. was born in Florida. Happy birthday, Bubba. In 1992, on this day, Odell Beckham Jr. was born.
Okay.
Made that catch.
Yeah, the one-hander.
Yeah. Now everybody's doing
Everybody can do that now.
It's the gloves.
Yep, it's the gloves. Just stick them.
We're talking about injuries in the NFL. You know, if half these guys would be wearing knee pads, you wouldn't have knee problems.
No.
They're wearing shorts.
Yeah.
They wonder why there's so many injuries. That's easy.
That's easy. That's why.
And they don't wear pads anymore. No. They're small.
They're not like they used to be.
How come I'm getting hurt all the time?
Well.
Okay. Trivia is next. Sports trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent in Valley City. We talked about last week's trivia question, the Halloween question. Mm-hmm. Michael Myers in Halloween wore what mask after what actor?
Right.
And that was
William Shatner.
William Shatner.
Yep.
This week. Other than the Chicago Bears, it's an NFL one. Other than the Chicago Bears, what other current NFL team existed since the founding year in 1920? Other than the Chicago Bears, there was another team, another current NFL team that existed since the founding year of 1920. This one surprised me a little bit, but not really.
I know.
Do you? Okay.
Because they might have been known as something else then, and then...
Might have. I think you're on the right track. You're on the right track there.
Yeah.
So think about that. We'll have the answer for you next week.
All right.
Our trivia for the week gets sponsored by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Want some wisdom?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I better.
Words of wisdom. Here we go. This is bulletin board words of wisdom. You know those words on the on the bulletin board?
Right, right.
What will you do today to make you feel proud?
To make you feel proud.
Yes. What will you do today to make yourself feel proud?
Well, I got out of bed, and I was really proud about that. So I did not want to.
Oh, goodness. You voted.
I voted, too. Not there. That, there we go.
There it is.
Go out and vote, and there's your way that make yourself proud.
You bet. You know, do your honor. Do your
civic duties.
Civic
duties. If you don't vote, don't complain.
That's right. Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting...
It is going to be an
My
interesting
goodness.
Day.
I said I wasn't going to talk politics.
Well, all you said is an interesting day.
Because I get in trouble when I talk politics.
Okay.
That
yeah,
is
I don't
our
either.
You too? Okay.
I don't either.
That's our show for the week. Toast and Jam, sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. And of course, you, the listener, thanks for listening. Paul, any parting words for us?
I'd vote for Eric if he ran for any office. I'd vote for him.
Okay. And we will be on next week. That'll be the 12th.
It will
be. The day after Veterans Day.
Yep.
Thanks for all
Absolutely, veterans.
The veterans have done.
A lot of activities going on around the area on Veterans Day and ahead of that, like Thursday, Friday.
And you had veterans in your family. I had veterans in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Some paid the ultimate price.
Yep.
So don't forget that. We never want to forget that.
It is.
From the 1047 studios, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now. Have a great week.